Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, I've got to put this out to you. I've got to get emails from you. I have to do it. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. Do you like Journey?
Yes.
Do you like the band Journey? You see, I'm not a fan. I'm just not a fan. I'm not a fan of Journey. I'm not. I never have been. Kansas, Foreigner, Journey, you know, little one hits, you know.
Boo.
Poppy,
boo.
Rock. I just never liked that stuff in the 80s. I did. I just didn't. That's why you never hear it on. And I like good alternative rock and roll, hard driving guitar rock and roll. And I just never did like that popish, you know, stuff. Now, Boston, I did like Boston. I really did. At least their first album. I don't know. Is that their only album? I don't know if they had any more than that or not. But I want to know from you, Mark at armedamericanradio.org. There's been a running battle in the Network Operations Center and Shanto.
Yes.
As to whether or not, you know, I don't know. Steve Perry, his voice doesn't do anything for me. I don't like that music. I just don't. I really don't. As much as I hate to say that, I'm sure lots of people do. I'm not disparaging anybody's taste in music. But, you know, I didn't like listening to The Grateful Dead, but I cried. I cried when he died.
Oh, see, there you go.
When Jerry Garcia died, you know, because he was such an influence. But it wasn't music that I used to. I got conned into going to a Grateful Dead concert one time many, 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 many years ago, back in a galaxy far, far away. And about halfway through it, I thought, you know, finally they're done. And that's when my girlfriend looked at me and said, no, they're on intermission. They're coming back for another 2 hours. I went, oh, my gosh. Let's go home. But I digress. Shanto, I know you like that stuff.
Well, I'm going to let Neil Sean know you don't like him when I interview him in a couple of weeks.
It's okay. I don't like his music. You know, some people don't like me. Good. That's okay. I don't have a problem with that. I'm sure he'll say, well, you know, we're not for everybody. What can I say? Some people don't like guns. I respect their opinion. I guess. It's just, you know. Sometimes the best radio is the radio you never get to hear. And that argument was occurring right before the microphones went live. Hey, there's reports out 6 minutes ago, actually, that there's a multiple stabbing at UT Austin. Not too far from you, Sean, down in Texas. A stabbing at a college campus. How can that be? How can that be?
Open borders.
Weapons-free zones. Guns aren't supposed to be there. Knives aren't supposed to be there. Just, you know, more proof positive that people who have bad intentions couldn't care less about a law. And I think we know that. I think we all know that. There is I spoke with Dave Workman, Liberty Park Press, at NRA convention yesterday, briefly before he took off. Sean, do you mind if I play that little clip? Just a few words from Dave Workman. That sound okay? Play a little Dave Workman and see what we get. Here we go. Let me know, Sean, if we didn't have any time to go over this because we were arguing over Journey. Just make sure the volume levels are okay. Here's my brief conversation with Dave Workman at the National Rifle Association. Get his take on what he saw. And he's been attending the NRA conventions for 30 years. Take a listen.
I'm at the NRA floor over at the Second Amendment Foundation booth, right next to Glock, with the great Dave Workman, who can't make the show tonight because you have a 2 a.m. wake-up call.
Yes, and a 6 a.m. flight, and I'm stupid, but that's the way it works.
Well, when you're heading back to the West Coast, you'll get home at an early time.
Yes,
so
I
it's
will.
Actually not that bad, but it is tough. I've actually taken that flight, and it is tough. Dave, what do you think of the NRA show this year? What do you think of the size? Was it the crowd you expected? A lot of people were talking it might be down somewhat. What do you think?
I think the crowd size might be down somewhat, but again, that's going to be a little tough to determine because this place is so big. It's one of the largest floor space that I can remember, and the turnout to me was very good. It certainly was better than the anti-gun crowd that met in the park down the street here.
Were they here? I didn't see them. I looked for them. So.
Well, yeah, I was reading in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution this morning. Which,
oh, you poor soul, but that's okay.
No, listen, they did a good story on remarks from John Lewis, which I have written about at Liberty Park Press. And when you compare the crowd size, they had a couple hundred people, according to the report. There were about 70,000 people in this building yesterday, so I think we know whose side the good guys are.
It's mathematically statistically insignificant. And, you know, they're going to exaggerate that size, as we've seen them do at these venues over
the years.
They've doctored photographs, but I'll leave it at that. The fact is, the NRA was expecting around 80,000 people. I think it might be a little bit lower, but you're right. The venue size is going to make it hard to determine by guess.
Yeah.
So we'll see the numbers at the end. Hopefully by tomorrow, those numbers will be out. But, again, you're making a comparison to between 70,000 and 80,000 people to 200 orange-clad, wearing, angry people who are going to get more press than the 80,000 freedom-loving Americans that walk through these doors armed. And, you know, that's something I want to mention, too. Here in the state of Georgia, it's lawful to carry a firearm inside this venue. Have you seen or heard of any trouble in here with 80,000 people, probably the vast majority of which are carrying firearms?
Absolutely not. In fact, this whole neighborhood around the convention center for this entire weekend is probably the safest place in Atlanta to be.
Well, there, of course, if you listen to all the rhetoric from the other side, you would think that this would be a very dangerous place to bring your family.
Yeah, well, this ain't Chicago. Just remember that.
Dave Workman, thank you very much.
You bet.
Great to see you as usual, and I appreciate everything. Have a great, safe flight home. We'll talk to you later in the week.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Dave.
All right, that was Dave Workman. We're waiting. I just spoke to Dave moments ago, which is why I wanted to play that clip, because we're awaiting the final number tally from the National Rifle Association. Sean, you weren't there, but you care to harbor a guess? You've heard everybody talking about it. Any idea?
No.
Which would you guess would be there? I'm between 70 and 80 grand is where I'm going to go. We'll see if I'm right on that take.
I say 85.
85. Oh, boy, I'll tell you. If it was 85, then that would be a testament to how sprawling the Georgia World Congress Center was and the impact it had on the visual effects. You get to going to these conventions every year. It becomes almost a game to guess. And usually you can guess it within 3,000 to 4,000 people. It's been going up over the last few years, of course, in large part because of What's-His-Face, the previous 8 years of What's-His-Face. But nonetheless, they still have in that ballpark 75,000, 85,000 people. So it will be interesting if the numbers come out. I'm expecting to get notification of the exact number, not an estimate. And hopefully that will happen while I'm on the air with you today. If not, we'll have the numbers for you tomorrow. I'm certain about that. So interesting to see. You know, Dave Workman referenced a couple things, actually three things. The orange-clad Moms Demand protesters, number one. Remarks from an Atlanta Journal-Constitution piece by John Lewis, number two. And number three, This Ain't Chicago. All three of which I want to cover with you today in the context of the way Dave put it. Not only in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution piece, I want to go there with you, but also the way Dave wrote it, and then I want to talk to you about some things I've got posted up about Chicago. So why don't we go to, maybe we should go to Chicago first? Let's go to Chicago first. No. Yeah, let's go to Chicago first. I think I'll do that. CBS Chicago is reporting, and I'll read you their headline right now. Today, from 9:15 a.m. Eastern, this morning, 6:15 a.m. Pacific time, murders up in April, but shootings down overall this year. Now, this reeks of, and this is, boy, I'll tell you, this is classic liberal spin. Analogy, gas prices, Californians and gas prices. I've actually had this conversation with folks on more than one occasion. You clowns are paying $4.35 a gallon out there. It's $1.99 everywhere else. Oh, well, $4.35. Just be happy it's not $5.50. That's twisted logic. It could be worse. That's how oppressed people think. Well, you know, we could be in Moscow. Behind the Iron Curtain during the Soviet days. Well, you're not. You're in California. The rest of the country's free, for the most part, except for a few states controlled by the party that controls California. Pattern developing there, I bet you can see that, huh? Well, it could be worse. We're just glad it's not $5.50. Boy, I'll tell you, that would really be bad. Well, why didn't you make that number $6.50 or $7.50? Why didn't you make it $4.36? See, this is twisted logic. This is spin. The media is excellent. Listen to that headline. Murders up in April, but shootings down overall this year. More people are dying, But there haven't been as many shootings this year. So I want to go over that piece with you because the police chief in Chicago is the one doing the spinning. And I want you to hear it. And keep in mind what I just said about the gas prices. This is the same analogy. It could be worse. And somehow that's acceptable. Instead of saying, no, it's pathetic, it should be better. But when what you're doing is failing, you can't say that, right? Because you're admitting defeat and you're destroying your own narrative by exposing your own hypocrisy. More after this when we come back on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Folks, by now you know I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. And you also know they love to give away guns to responsibly armed Americans just like you. Now, this is why last month the USCCA bought 10 of my listeners a brand new Kimber. Now, this month, they want you to pick any gun you want. So they're giving you 10 chances to win $1,500 to buy the gun of your dreams. Which gun is at the top of your bucket list? A brand new AR-15? A custom 1911? Think hard, because any gun you've been dreaming about could be yours. Thanks to my friends over at the USCCA. Just visit defendthem.com to enter for free today. And there's absolutely no restrictions. You can pick up any gun, any brand, and any caliber you want. Your entry to win $1,500 for a brand new gun is quick, simple, and free. Don't miss out on your best chance to take home the gun of your dreams. Just go to defendthem.com right now to get your name on the entry list. That's defendthem.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, before I get to my guest who's going to hang with us hopefully for the remainder of the program, get some really good insight as to what happened on the floor of that convention from my great friend Rob Pincus, I want to do this because I set this up in the last segment. Let me give you a report out of Chicago quickly, and Rob can hear this, and then we'll get some commentary. I'll give you some numbers after you hear this report. Remember, keep in mind what I said, all right? Gas is $4.35 a gallon. You guys are crazy for paying that. Well, we're just happy it's not $5.35 a gallon. It could be worse. That's called spin. Take a listen to this. Now, this is the police chief in Chicago, Eddie Johnson. Then I'll tell you what he said at the end.
And for the second month in a row, police say, leading to an overall decline of 13% this year. Superintendent Eddie Johnson tells CBS2 a new crime tip website and ShotSpotter technology installed in the Inglewood and Harrison districts are making a difference.
We put those new strategic support centers in both of those districts. So a lot of that technology is helping us be more proactive in the way that we deploy. So it gives those commanders real-time information so that they can, you know, change their deployments.
Illustrating that crime can happen anywhere, Johnson's SUV was ransacked outside his home in Bridgeport over the weekend when one of the doors was apparently unlocked. Nothing was stolen, but...
That's a lesson learned.
Nancy Hardy, News Radio on 105.9 FM.
Oh, good Lord. You've got to be kidding me. You have got to be kidding me. All right. Let me give you some numbers real quick. Then we'll go to Rob Pincus. First off, there are 192 shootings, according to the Chicago Tribune, today in Chicago compared to 786 last year, murders, excuse me, 192 homicides in Chicago right now, May 1st. That number's higher as we speak because it takes a day for them to catch up. The number's over 200, so figure it around 200. Last year, 786 total. A total of 4,368 shootings last year, 947 currently. Now, they are, in fact, down when you break that down. Last year, averaged about 12 shootings a day. Right now, we're at about 9 to 10 a day. That's over a two-month period, reflecting that 13% they're talking about. Keep in mind, summer hasn't started yet. Those numbers are going to skyrocket. Now, let's go to Eddie Johnson, the police chief's vehicle being broken into. Remember when I told you, $4.35 a gallon for gas, you guys are nuts. Well, we're just glad it's not $5.35. It could be worse. Eddie Johnson is excusing crime. Well, that's a lesson learned. I should have locked my car. No, sir. Breaking into a locked or unlocked car is a crime. And you see, it's this acceptance. It's my fault. I should have locked my door. I wonder if Eddie Johnson feels her skirt was too short. Let's go to Rob Pincus. Rob, that stuff aggravates me like crazy when I hear that spin, man. And we've talked about Chicago numbers for far too long on this program. Care to give me your take on that?
Yeah, you know, it's a shame when the politics get in the way of law enforcement, crime prevention, and honestly, at this point, in regards to safety, now the politics are getting in the way of people being able to prepare appropriately for their own defense because they may be, you know, there may be somebody who was saying, you know, I'm going to go get my concealed carry permit. I look at what's happening in our city. Look at what's happening. I work in Chicago. Maybe I live in the outskirts of Chicago. I'm going to go get my concealed carry permit. Then they hear somebody who they trust, who they're supposed to be able to rely on, say, oh, crime's down. We're getting a handle on this. It's going to be better. It's getting better already. And then they say, I'm not going to get the concealed carry permit. I guess I don't need it. The police are taking care of this. And it's just not true.
It's not true. And it's hampering the techniques that, or I guess the implementation of the techniques, crime-fighting tools that should be used. And it's that spin. This is a classic. That was what I really wanted to point out. And you called in prior. You didn't hear what I said. But this is the classic spin. And I keep going back to that analogy. This is the classic stuff you hear. I've had conversations with folks in California. You guys are nuts. You're still paying $4.35 a gallon. It's $2 everywhere else. Well, we're just glad it's not $5.50. What? That's just convoluted spin. No, the answer to that should be, yeah, you're right, $4.35 sucks. We should be paying $2.25. But they don't think that way. And as a result, they get the results they get because they think like that. What do you think when you hear the police chief say something like, well, you know, yeah, that's a lesson learned. My car got broken into. Gosh darn it, it's my fault. I should have locked the door. What?
Yeah.
Is it any less of a crime, Rob, to break into a car that's unlocked versus locked?
Exactly. And while, yes, there's a learning opportunity there to say, okay, well, just like we do with, you know, lessons from Unarmed America, well, I made a mistake. I could have handled that better. But that doesn't excuse the act. We never make it, we never blame the victim. Now, we can point out some things you can do to avoid being a victim, and we can say, hey, you know, we all have to be adults here and say, yeah, some other better choices could have been made. But at the same time, it's not the victim's fault.
Well, I may be a stretch, but it's a completely legitimate question. Well, the car got broken into. I should have locked my door. That's real. You know, that's accepting responsibility for the act, for the criminal actions of another human being. So I use that analogy. Well, you know, her skirt was too short. She should have considered that. Isn't that the same thing?
It's definitely in the same vein. You know, I think that's where we talk about blaming the victim. Now, we can certainly say that in there are situations where, you know, like she shouldn't have drank alcohol. Well, if you're in certain situations and you drink too much alcohol and you pass out drunk, you put yourself in that situation, knowing what we know about environments like college campuses and, you know, fraternity parties, things like that. Is it your fault that someone sexually assaulted you? Absolutely not. Did you do some things that contributed to yourself being in a position to be sexually assaulted? Yes, you did.
All right, this is interesting because you mentioned our book, Lessons from Unarmed America. Rob brings up a great point. If you've not read the book, highly recommended. You're hearing Rob's analysis of some of the stories that I wrote about in the book. Very difficult job to Monday morning quarterback the worst moment in another human being's life, and nobody does it better than Rob. So if you want to go read those stories, you can check the book out at Amazon.com. It's the best place to get it, Lessons from Unarmed America. All right, Rob, tell us, where are you? You were circling Logan. You're back up in Massachusetts. You in the airport. What's going on?
I am. I'm back in Massachusetts, where I'm going to be headed up to New Hampshire. So I'm going to New Hampshire. We're going to be doing a class up there tomorrow. What are we doing? Armed defense around vehicles tomorrow with Ian Strimbeck and Freedom Hill Gear up at the Cheshire County Fish and Game. Then the tour goes from New England after this week down into the Midwest. I'll be in Western Pennsylvania, Ohio, Illinois, Michigan, Wisconsin. Be all around the Midwest for about a month.
How long does the tour continue in 2017? You're going to call it after how many classes, and about what date will it end?
Total, we've got 105 classes this year between me and the other 12 instructors. We started mid-March, and we're going to end the last week in July. I'll be ending out at Mike Hughes' place out there at Next Level Training's headquarters in Maple Falls, Washington, about 300 yards or so from the Canadian border. Of course, we started down in Florida. So we've still got a few more months left, and there's plenty of classes people can still join. Most of our classes have been full or over full, really, the last month or so, but a lot of people are joining at the last minute. I just had someone fill the class up, actually, down in Pennsylvania just within the last few hours, a class we're doing in Pennsylvania coming up in about 9 days. And there's still space in Michigan. There's still space, I think, in some of the classes in Illinois, too. People can learn more about those classes and what's entailed and what they need to do to get registered under the training tab at personaleventsnetwork.com.
All right, can I keep you for one more segment, or do you have to fly, literally?
No, I think that's fine. Let's talk about maybe the NRA show and some other things.
Let's do it.
Talk about. I'm good for one more.
Great. Let's do one more segment with the great trainer, Rob Pincus. Good friend of mine means good friend of yours. Rob's at the airport up there in Boston. We're going to wait. We're going to keep him over the break, have him wait it out, and then we're going to come back to you and talk a little bit, get his perspective on what he took away from the NRA this year. He's busier than anybody I've ever seen work that floor. Let's get some opinions from Rob Pincus on what he thought of the National Rifle Association annual meetings when we come back here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, right here from the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios. We'll be back right after this with Rob Pincus.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, welcome back to these USCCA studios, Armed American Radio Daily Defense, every single day. I'm talking with Rob Pincus. Rob Pincus, one of the best trainers in the country, my go-to guys. You know that. You've been listening to the show for years. You hear Rob on the program. Literally from the first program, I think. Rob, welcome back to the show, brother. I think you were on the first show 8 years ago, or the second, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right?
It was real early. I know that. I don't know if it was the first one, but we were just talking about it with some of our friends over at USCCA over the weekend, just how long we've all been buddies and collaborators, and how I'm certainly proud to have been with you at the beginning of the show, for sure.
Literally within the first 2 shows, no question about it. Okay, Rob, National Rifle Association annual meetings. Of course, we've been talking about that last night on the Sunday Monster Show, and want to kind of close it out today before we move on to other things. That the show is in the history books. What are your thoughts? Let me start with attendance. It's kind of hard to tell because of the size of that venue. What did you think this year over other years? And it's an important question because a lot of people are talking about the Trump effect, and the media is trying to tell us, Trump, nobody's buying his money guns, everything's down. What are they trying to do? They're trying to spin it to push their agenda. What did you think of attendance this year?
It is hard to say, because I really felt like, I've been kind of stuck in that seminar room most of the last few years. I mean, for 3 to 5 years now, I think I've spent at least once a day, a couple hours, if not twice a day, a couple hours. And then, that's always 15 minutes before, another half hour, 45 minutes talking with people afterwards, speaking. So I know that what I heard was attendance was down in the very few seminars they had. They changed the way they did the seminars. They did most of them just internally with NRA speakers and topics this year. Of course, there were a lot of people interested in that leadership forum. that thinned the floor out Friday afternoon. I thought the show was pretty darn busy Friday until the leadership forum thinned a lot of people out because they needed to stand in line for quite a while and make sure they were, you know, cleared and unarmed and all that to go in to hear Trump. And then Saturday was super busy, as we would expect. Saturday was as busy as I've ever seen the NRA show. And then Sunday, I do feel like Sunday was probably down a little bit from what we expected. And Sunday is always the slowest day of the show, but this year I thought it was particularly slow. So it is hard to say. It's kind of a mixed bag. A busier Friday and a slower Sunday with an as-expected, completely packed Saturday.
Well, you just broke it down. You got down into the weeds a little bit more than I had considered, and you're absolutely right. Let's go to your speaking and to some of your classes. Attendance was down in the
So I didn't speak this year. I worked the floor this year. You know, I was on the stage with Meridian, Green Laser, and I was spent did a lot of appearances, a lot of Q&As. Winchester Ammo was one of them, and spent a lot of time at Springfield booth, of course, and then with the Avidity PD-10, and always sort of stopped by with all of our other sponsors, Next Level Training, CMMG, and Tactical Walls. But I wasn't really in a room with hundreds of people like I normally am, or 1,000 people, you know, standing room only kind of presentations like I've done in the past. So that was a change for me. And without that as a gauge, all I can go by is I know Colonel Grossman was there. He had a good turnout, but his room wasn't completely full. I talked to a couple other guys about little seminars. One of the seminars that was very well attended was the Gun Collective panel, and again that was Saturday. The Gun Collective panel with all the kind of YouTubers and internet for social media guys that spread a lot of great information around the gun community. They had their panel, and that room was packed. But again, that was Saturday.
Okay, that's interesting. Yeah, we'll have to check to some of the other presenters and see. I hadn't even thought about it in those terms. That's interesting. I was looking more from the floor. Like, unlike you, I'm always on the floor. And you did spend more time on the floor than I've ever seen you do over previous years. So let's go there. Talk about some of the fun stuff you did on the floor and some of the things you got to talk about. We both appeared at the Viridian booth two times each. What'd you think of that?
Yeah, I snuck in a third one on you. I did one every day. It was
nice.
I thought the way they did it. John's a great guy. He's obviously very knowledgeable. He's a great law enforcement career. He knows a lot about the personal defense world as well and how his experiences apply or don't apply to the personal defense world. So we had some great conversations. And we talked about IC Training Company. We talked about Personal Defense Network. We talked about gear. I really enjoyed it. You know, and it was nice that, you know, even though their products are great, it wasn't just a product show and tell. We actually, you know, there were a couple times when it was appropriate. We talk about lasers and we talk about lights and we talk about the new FACT system. But for the most part, we talked, you know, techniques, tactics, gear, and philosophy. We took some questions from the people that would gather around the stage and step up to the mic. And that'll all be available online, the video, as you know. I don't know how much you've talked to people about it, but I think it's kind of cool. It was actually recorded with their weapon-mounted camera system. It's going to be coming out this summer. Two of the early models we were able to use, and I think it's really cool. It was a cool idea they had. So that was fun. We did some stuff over at Winchester Ammunition. They had some live music and a bunch of bloggers and writers and you know, video personalities there with us. We had some representatives of the U.S. shooting team. We had the Blakely family who would compete together. We had Melissa Bachman, of course. Nicole Boxler was there, a great, you know, just great hunters and great advocates for women in the shooting industry and advocates for the great ammo that Winchester puts out. So that was a lot of fun. Of course, I had my daughter there and my granddaughter, Blake and Christina. They've been there for years. They've been helping me out with the NRA show. And what's nice about the NRA show is it is a family show. There's lots of kids there. There's lots of families. And I was able to take about an hour and a half yesterday and just walk around with my four-month-old granddaughter and kind of introduce her to some of my oldest friends in the world, really. You know, like people I've been friends with and worked with for 20 years or more in some cases. It was kind of fun. So the show being a little bit thin on Sunday afternoon gave me some time to spend with the family and friends and catch up with people. And I know that's what the NRA show is for a lot of people. There were people there from all over the country who make it an annual event to bump into friends they've made at the NRA annual convention. People who watch my social media know that a couple weeks ago, I woke up in the morning in Manhattan, New York City, and went to bed that night in Manhattan, Kansas, to go out there and do the Kansas State Rifle Association.
Yes, you
event.
Did.
Well, as it turns out, my hosts for both of those events were with me in Atlanta. So I had to put my arms around Kathleen on one side and Caesar on the other, and I had both Manhattans represented in Atlanta. So it's amazing how nationwide and this organization, this is obviously a nationwide organization, brings people together who wouldn't be together for any other reason, and that family and friends nature of the firearms industry is one of the things that comes through at the NRA convention more than any other place.
Yeah, because the other ones, like shooting, hunting, and outdoor trade show, you're referencing that. That's and more of an industry show. It is truly a trade show where this is, in fact, a consumer show open to the public, whether you're an NRA member or not. Let me talk two things with you while we've got you for the next 3.5 minutes quickly. Your firearm, I'm starting to get some questions about that. When will it be out? When can I buy one? And tell us about it quickly.
Man, you know, the Avidity Arms PE-10, it's a single-stack 10-round polymer striker-fired gun. It's designed for a combination of carryability and shootability are the words we use. It's a slim gun. It's going to fit a lot of hands. Hopefully, it's going to be pretty easy to shoot for just about everybody. And one thing is, I have to make it as right as I can. You know, we as a company, Avidity Arms, we're partnered up with Eagle Imports to do all the distribution. The first gun isn't going to leave our hands and go to the consumer until I'm going to sleep easy that night, not worrying that they load it with good ammunition and they need to defend themselves. They pull it out and it doesn't work. And that's why I can't give people a time, because you know, every time we take a huge leap forward, we've taken a lot of them lately, we might find one thing. You know, we could make this 10% better, and it's only going to take another couple weeks. Well, those couple weeks add up, and it means more testing, and it might mean another redesign, and we're really close now. And we're so close that I'm pretty confident. I was telling people that it'll still be warm weather when that gun comes out. We're not going to make it to the first, you know, the first big frost, let's say, and isn't going to hit Tennessee and Kentucky there before we get that gun out. We're going to get that gun out sometime by the end of the summer, I truly believe, based on the advances we've made. And now people that touched it and people that saw it, people that pulled the trigger on it this weekend, they loved it. We got great feedback, and a lot of people have been watching it for the last couple of years have seen the progress.
I've seen the progress myself. I've felt the gun. I've touched the gun. I've felt the trigger. It's wonderful. And look, you're not going wrong by making it right. Let me make that clear. If you've got to go another 2 weeks or another month to get that thing done, I think people who buy the gun are going to appreciate that and certainly respect that for what the quality of what they get in their hands. And let's go back to Viridian Laser one more time. We both appear, Darren, thanks to John and the whole crew over there. We've got 30 seconds. Lasers on defensive pistols, good or bad, your thoughts?
Good, but you got to get the training and skills first to be able to use the gun with kinesthetic alignment and with your sighted fire. Lasers are great at a third aiming option in unorthodox shooting positions, and we have a lot of information on how they use the lasers and what the lasers are best for, of course, at personaldefensenetwork.com.
Chasing the dot is not an excuse for lack of training. Is that a fair statement to make?
Absolutely.
Very, very important. Rob Pincus, will end it there. Thank you, my friend. Travel safe. It was great seeing you, as usual, over the last week. We miss you, brother. Looking forward to seeing you soon. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense will be back right after this. Got a couple emails and want to close out with you with John Lewis in Georgia and some of the comments he made about you. We'll be right back.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Indeed. We're going to wrap up this hour, the fastest hour in all of radio. Let me send you over to usccaonair.com. Today, the Gun A Day giveaway has been extended one day. Today, check this out. 10 Kimber Solo CDPs. 10 will be given away today. 10 winners will get a check for $1,223 each to purchase the Kimber Solo CDP. That's MSRP. You'll probably get it for a little bit less at your shop. I'm just letting you know that now. And you still have a chance to be one of three winners of the Ultimate Home Defense Arsenal. By the way, each Gun A Day giveaway winner, which will close out today, April's is extended one more day today, every gun giveaway winner will receive a free Laser Max Spartan laser valued at $99. $99. So that's a Kimber Solo CDP times 10. You have 10 chances today. All you have to do is visit usccaonair.com. You have actually right now 7 hours, 10 minutes, and 40 seconds from the sound of my voice right now for your chance to win one of those 10 Kimbers and pick up that check for $1,223 to purchase that firearm. You're going to have some extra for ammo, I can promise you. And your name, whether you win the gun or not, is entered to win one of three Ultimate Home Defense Arsenals. Those are valued at over $10,300 a pop. The odds are pretty strong. A lot better than the Mega Millions. Let me put it that way. It's all dependent on how many people actually activate a USCCA membership by picking up the Self-Defense Shield, one of three levels, one for every budget. Today, the single best self-defense insurance product on the market. You can take that to the bank. I will have more on that in subsequent shows, I can promise you. But for your chance to win, activate a membership today. I'm a platinum member, have been for a long time. If you listen to the Monster Show, A.W.R. Hawkins, he's a platinum member. Sean Hannity is a platinum member. And many, many, many others. USCCAonair.com. One more chance, 10 more chances to win today. The Gun A Day giveaway. And you never know. You might win the gun, and you might win that huge ultimate home defense arsenal, valued at about $10,300 a pop. Tim Schmidt, founder of the USCCA, will be giving away three of those in addition to the 10 guns today. Good luck, USCCAonair.com. But you know what? Peace of mind is worth more than the gun and the home defense arsenal. Be quite frank with you. What kind of price can you put on peace of mind knowing that if, God forbid, you have to use a firearm to defend your life, you are covered. You're coming home. Your attorney's fees are paid for, not reimbursed at a certain percentage. If you are found not guilty, paid for. Your bail is paid for. Your attorney is paid for. You're not going to lose your house. You're not going to lose everything you've worked for your entire life. Peace of mind. Keep that in mind, okay? USCCAonair.com, all of the information is there for you. I got an interesting email just 37 minutes ago while I was on the air, and I want to read this to you. It comes from Rick Mitchell. Its subject is titled Disappointed. See, I want you to send me these emails. I'm going to read these. I love these. I love getting these, and I love talking about these. I don't know what you're thinking unless you send me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And I'll be honest with you, I don't get very many emails like this. Well, let's read this together. Hi, Mark. Just wanted to say since November 8th, the show Sunday and weekdays have gone downhill. He put as gone, misspelled, have gone downhill. You warned us not to get complacent, but you have. An example, I know you travel. You went to headquarters, had guest DJ, didn't tell us, just up and did it like we don't matter. The biggest complaint I have, unfortunately, I suffer because I can't always get to hear your shows live. The podcasts may get posted a few hours later, God willing, and the creek doesn't rise. Monday to Thursday, but Friday and Sunday, last few weeks, not uploaded until Monday. Your show is not news, now it's history. I still listen now and then, but my commitment to the show is about what you are showing us podcast listeners. Rick, I'm sorry that you feel that way, brother, but I can't, you know, if you listen to the show as a podcast, you're getting the show tomorrow. You're not getting it today. I can't go into the future for you, brother. This is a live national radio program. We put the podcast out for those of you, like you, who can't hear the show. But I have to go into it with the understanding that you know you're not getting the show immediately live as if you're listening to it right now. So you're probably hearing this tomorrow, a day after, and this conversation itself is history. Of course it is, because I can't give you future news. But I find it difficult to believe that you can't use the information that we talk about a day later if that's when you get the show. Now, I can tell you right now, if you go to the USCCA app, the shows pop up almost instantly. They're up within minutes of the show going off the air. And keep in mind, the Monster Sunday show doesn't go up until Monday because it doesn't end until 11 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 p.m. Central Time. You got that? 8 p.m. Pacific Time. There's no one there in that department to upload that show. It doesn't happen automatically. There's a manual process of steps that have to occur for that show to be posted. And the Sunday Monster Show has never gone up Sunday. It's always gone up the following Monday. And yes, it will be history, but I trust that you understand that when you listen to the show a day later. If you happen to be listening to the show on a station that runs the broadcast delayed, it's the same thing. But this is a live radio broadcast, not a podcast. We put that up for individuals like yourself who want to enjoy the show and can't listen live. Now, maybe the app is a help to you. USCCA Concealed Carry app. Hit the little three dots and hit Armed American Radio, and bam, you can listen live on your iTunes device, Android coming very, very soon. But you can listen on an iTunes device as you travel the country from and anywhere in the world, for that matter, at the USCCA Concealed Carry app. Now, as far as having someone sit in, we have guest DJs. They're not DJs. They're talk radio hosts. There's a difference between the two. But we have a guest in here from time to time when I'm forced to travel. And I don't recall ever not letting anybody know that that was going to happen. But if I did, I apologize if you take offense to that. Sometimes I can't be in two places at one time. And I'm sure you understand that. So I'm sorry you're disappointed. But I understand we can't please everybody all the time. I do appreciate the email very, very much. And if you want to comment on what I just said and you want to throw some more ideas at me, you know where to reach me, mark@armedamericanradio.org. Rick certainly does, and so do you. Send me your comments on any subject, no matter what it is, what we talk about with our guests, anything. You don't like me, you love me, you hate me, send me the emails. I read every one of them. I try to get back to as many of them as I can. And if they're great like this one, I will read it on the air. Here's what. I got to move over to John. I guess we'll go to Dave Workman's piece because he let us know about John Lewis. This man is a disappointment to me. Terrible disappointment to me. John Lewis, the civil rights icon out of Atlanta, Georgia, made the following statements while he was standing in front of a group of a couple of dozen Moms Demand Action freedom haters. And that's what they are. They hate you. They're freedom haters. I must say to the NRA that you are not welcome here in the 5th District. You are not welcome here in Atlanta. We need to make our cities, our states, our neighborhoods free of gun violence. Now, I'll stop there briefly. Was John Lewis talking about the gun violence that occurred when 80,000 lawfully armed Americans converged on his city of Atlanta, Georgia, the city he loved so much, and harmed no one, in fact making Atlanta the safest city in the South? Or was John Lewis talking about the gangbangers responsible for 12 shootings a day and 192 murders in the city of Chicago? Which group was John Lewis talking to or about? John Lewis, the civil rights icon, doesn't like your civil rights. He doesn't fight for your civil rights. He was standing there fighting against your civil rights. To me, that's sad. That's sad. I guess the millions of dollars the NRA brought to Atlanta, he didn't much like either. Well, that's John Lewis's problem, not ours. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. We're going to get up and do it all again tomorrow. We'll see you on the radio.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.